Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly. The satire, that is.
Hi, I'm Tony Hendra, and this is the Final Edition Radio Hour. Actually, it's the final edition Radio Hour before we go on summer hiatus. And as they used to sing in the 13th century, summer is a-coomin' in, Ludacinkacoo. Summer is a-coomin' in, sing cuckoo, sing cuckoo. No. Whatever the hell that means. So, stay tuned for the final edition of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Man on the Street!
Final Edition asks the man on the street, what are your plans for the summer?
When are you supposed to wear white, before or after Labor Day?
You're a doctor, so I think you have to wear it all the time.
I'm going to watch 500 Days of Summer for 499 days.
What are you going to do on the 500th day?
Watch New Girl.
I plan to wear the same underwear for 3 hot months.
Remember the old days? They didn't have air conditioning. And now they have it.
Remember the old days? I'm drunk. I do not.
I've got some bad news from my doctor. Apparently there is no cure for the summertime blues.
Sure, it's sunny, but I don't have my man. It might as well be December.
Same as my plans for winter. Whole lot of meth.
I'm 37, and I'm still going to camp.
Why is the new Taylor Swift video like a Snapchat but on YouTube? I don't understand. And she said it's a quote-unquote vertical video, like that's ever a thing. I mean, it's like Taylor Swift is this popular girl at your school who kind of makes up her own language and you kind of hate to like her at this point.
Out of the way, freshman. Stop talking yourself in the hallway.
Guess I better get to class.
Well, thank you for joining us, Miss Perino.
Don't worry about it. What I am worried about is the deal with Kanye's rants. Is there a point that he's just going to top out and be like screaming, look at me? Like he's like the one kid that you're all like, whoa, dude, you should see someone because you clearly are crying for attention and maybe things aren't good at home. You need to speak to someone because that is getting to man yelling on the street corner level.
You're going to need to step outside if you're going to keep talking. We're taking an exam.
Fine.
What do you mean fine? Hey, get back here!
Have you ever thought about speaking to your kids about important things that they're going through? Like puberty, because like, what am I supposed to do if my body is changing and no one is around to tell me what to do with it? It's not like I'm going to walk around talking to myself. So maybe you should start the conversation, parents.
This announcement was paid for by the Who Knows Where This Is Going, Wait, Zing, They're Blaming Parents Again organization against parents, and for throwing your children in front of a podcast and telling them, hey man, or lady, to be, why not learn killer life lessons from someone else because I seriously do not need this week. Also known as the Edna Bryant Foundation. Edna Bryant, that bitch.
Thank you. care about other people's feelings? Are you plagued with the worry that you'll upset or anger others with your words or actions? Are you constantly censoring yourself in public because you're worried about offending other people? Then you should ask your doctor about Not At All. Not At All will help soothe your out-of-control concerns about other people and their delicate snowflake feelings and put the focus back on what every good American should care about most, themselves. Just take it from our spokeswoman, Roseanne Barr.
I've used Not At All for years and I love it. I can say whatever I want, whenever I want, to whoever I want, and I feel great. Well, until you fuckers canceled my show anyway. Oh no, what's happening? I'm feeling feelings again. Give me that.
We're even used by the President of the United States of America.
What? I've never used that stuff, just Big Macs.
Oh, wow. Well, that would be really embarrassing. If I cared about what you think about this commercial product or me as an announcer. But I don't, because I use Not At All, so fuck you. So if you find yourself concerned about international politics and people suffering halfway around the world, or you're rewriting your tweets because you're worried about backlash, then you should try Not At All today. Get your life back to focusing on what matters most to you. You. Not At All. The drug that lets you care about other people just the right amount. Not at all. Side effects include dizziness, dry mouth, hot rashes, racism, sexism, classism, discrimination, colonialism, ism-ism, and anal leakage.
Thank you, Starbucks employees, for attending tonight's anti-bias training. It is very important we address the recent racial issues that have been going on in our stores. For example, just the other day, an employee here called the police on two African-American men because they were sitting at a table without a coffee in front of them.
It's not my fault. They looked like Muslim apes. Am I right?
Roseanne, that is extremely inappropriate and exactly why we're holding this meeting. I've asked Carl, a member of the NAACP, to be our expert on this topic.
Happy to be here. I'd just like to point out there is never an excuse for racial profiling.
Thank you. Racial comments like that will get you fired.
No, no, no. Please don't fire me. I can't lose this job, too. I take it back. I'm so sorry. I was joking. It was just a joke.
Carl, would you classify that as a legitimate excuse? You're the expert.
Definitely not.
So, Roseanne, since you have the floor, what's your excuse for the time you denied bathroom access to a customer just because of his color?
Well, I was on Ambien, so...
Oh, I didn't realize a side effect of Ambien was racism.
Sure, yeah.
Carl, is that true?
It's definitely not true.
I'm going to open up the floor to other recent complaints we've received. A few days ago, a nice Hispanic woman told an employee her name, and instead they wrote Mexicant on her cup.
Okay, well, hear me out. When Mexico sends their people, they're not sending their best. They're sending rapists.
Donald, like I said, racist statements like that will get you fired.
I'm not fired. You're fired.
Oh, gee.
Your employees are truly awful people.
You don't have to agree with the Trump, but how dare you put down my brother, Houseway? We are both dragon energy.
Kanye, this isn't the time.
You're right. I'm sorry. I had a Dayquil this morning. You have to excuse my outbursts.
Oh, that explains it.
No, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, and I had a banana. Sorry about the whatever I said.
Thank you, Donald, for explaining yourself as well. All is forgiven.
Bananas and Dayquil are not excuses. No one should forgive you because those don't alter your moral compass.
You gotta stick with Ambien, boys.
Neither does Ambien. I'm sorry. I think it would be best if we held this meeting another day.
But we were just getting somewhere. How come?
Your employees are obviously not willing to change their ways, and to be honest, you're not helping by putting up with their ridiculous excuses.
I'm sorry. I'm not usually this gullible. I took meth this morning, so...
All right, meeting adjourned. Starbucks is in worse shape than when I got here.
There Are We is a television show, unlike
and more astonishing than any other show you've ever seen. People in places doing things.
Is this really it?
I think it is.
Jesus Christ! I just don't know anymore.
I know. And we'll fix this sink together. Now hand me that number two wrench.
I heart you.
Did you find anything out yet?
Yeah.
Then tell me, just tell me, damn it!
They ran out of the Chipotle kind again.
No! No! Why are they doing this to me? Why are they doing this to us?
What am I doing? I mean, why am I here?
I think because I'm ready to order.
There's got to be more to it than this.
Yes, there is. I forgot to ask about the specials.
Grandpa, will you?
Yes, I will. Now hush, child, hush. Here, I got you the Chipotle kind.
Grandpa!
All right, just don't tell your mother about this or she'll kill us both.
Where is it?
You missed the turn again.
I want him.
Why can't I laugh while eating my salad?
My cat's in there!
We're all gonna burn in hell!
I hurt you.
Well, what do you want me to set this down? What is?
Is that? Holy Mother.
We're all gonna burn in hell!
I hurt you!
My cat!
Forget about it!
Watch this show, because it might be the last show you ever watch. Really. Really.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning! This sketch is called The Town Spoiler. The Town Spoiler will be talking about the latest Star Wars movie. This sketch about The Town Spoiler contains spoilers. This is a spoiler alert.
I have to say, Tony, I'm so glad my friend set us up. It's tough being new in a small town like this, you know?
Well, we're a little quirky out here, I guess. I mean, I still eat mayonnaise sandwiches.
Ew, really?
Yeah, it's normal here.
Well, I mean, I hoard fast food dipping sauce packets and use them when I'm cooking at home. So I'm kind of weird, too.
That's kind of creative, you know?
Chick-fil-A sauce is great on salmon.
Oh, I should try that. You know, I'm glad we're getting some of our secrets out of the way early, you know?
Hear ye! Hear ye!
Oh, no, it's the Town Spoiler.
The guy with the bell and the tri-corner hat? What, is he a... like a tourist thing?
No, kind of the opposite.
Hear ye, hear ye! On behalf of His Excellency, Smart Bunny 17 on Ain't It Cool News, here are the spoilers for today! In Solo, a Star Wars story, we have the return of Darth Maul, the Sith Lord who seemingly perished in Episode 1, but who's been back for a while in the Expanded Universe stories. Also, Lando Calrissian is identified as a pansexual, but this was only revealed by one of the writers during an interview, and you wouldn't know that from actually watching the film.
Great. There goes our movie plans for after dinner.
Also, the season finale of Brooklyn Nine-Nine features the wedding of Jake and Amy, but in regards to the promotion of Captain Holt to New York City Police Commissioner, it is left as a cliffhanger, which will most likely be resolved when the series is picked up by NBC in the fall.
Shit, I was 3 episodes behind.
Well, I'm glad to hear the show is getting picked up.
Also, at the end of this sketch, we will see Tony and Melissa's attempt at being open and transparent on their first date, but then they will backfire as they learn that Melissa is into piss play and Tony is into incest porn. That is all for today!
You like to be peed on?
It started as a joke, you know, when I heard about the president doing it, but... Wait, incest porn?
Hear ye, hear ye! This sketch will end without a punchline!
And now, an important word from the final edition Radio Hour. I'm Tony Hendra.
And I'm actress Amy Adams, which is how I refer to myself. The final edition, my favorite Radio Hour, recently ran a story that generated a flood of viewer mail, more than we'd seen before.
And we wanted to address both of them. Now, the story in question was a piece that told the story of the, quote, roof homeless, unquote. It portrayed an entire society of voluntarily homeless rebels and free spirits who choose to live a life of ultimate freedom on the roofs of buildings all over the world.
The roof homeless created an entire world on the rooftops, totally unknown to the groundlings, which is the name they give to non-roof dwellers.
Many of them lived and worked part of the time with the groundlings, but always returned to their idyllic rooftop lifestyle. One of them was actress Amy Adams.
Which is how I refer to myself. Well, when we exposed the existence of the roof homeless, listeners were irate.
Furious.
Indignant.
Livid.
Wrathful.
I wanted to do that one. In any case, listeners wanted to know why we would endanger this gentle and fragile society by exposing their existence. Frankly, we didn't know how to respond.
We thought about telling listeners that the final edition, while satirizing society and shining a light on its foibles, is actually composed of totally fictional stories.
That everything you hear is to some degree made up. For instance, you're not really Amy Adams.
And you're not really Tony Hendra. But we decided against going that route. We weren't going to pretend that any of what we do is a lie.
That's right. What separates the final edition from other purveyors of humor is that everything we say is absolutely true.
That's why it's often not very funny. Like this whole sketch.
Don't improvise, Amy.
I'm Amy. Oh, no, wait, you're right.
Just read the damn script like it is.
That really happened. That's the point with the final edition. It's all real.
Once in a while, we have to change a name for legal reasons. For instance, I'm actually Jessica Chastain.
And I'm that chick from La La Land.
Emma Stone is her name. Your name?
Yes, my name.
So yes, we've exposed the roof homeless. But in today's post-truth world, does it even matter?
I'm a beautiful actress.
We feel it's more important to expose hypocrisy and lies by constantly sticking to the truth, even if those, like myself, who live as roof homeless are caught in the glare of the spotlight. The final edition will not shrink from speaking the truth.
Ryan Gosling is in love with me.
That's just a movie, Emma. For the final edition, I'm Amy Adams.
I'm pretty. So pretty.
Welcome to a special edition of Hannity. I'm Sean Hannity. You've read about him in the Bible, and he's certainly been to your town, and maybe even to your house, tonight, with our friend Geraldo Rivera. We're bringing you an exclusive Live interview with the fourth horseman of the apocalypse, Death.
Hello, Sean. We're here at Death's door, waiting for Death to appear.
Death says he has a special announcement to make, and he's chosen to make it with us here at Fox News, because we are the most trusted of all the news stations.
That's right, Sean. We think he's got something important to say about the prophecy of the Revelation, that final book of the Bible that tells of Jesus Christ's return.
I just know this is gonna be great.
I see the door is cracking. Here he comes now. Death is coming out to talk to us.
Here I am, Geraldo.
Wow, Death. You look so... svelte.
Oh, Geraldo, you naughty boy. You know, you've always been my favorite Jew-Rican lawyer-turned-pundit. Does your wife know you talk like this to a woman you just met?
I'm just so surprised to see you like this.
I've transitioned, Geraldo. That's my special gift to the world. I'm trans.
Now, is this really you, or are you just confused?
It's me, Geraldo. The real me.
What about the breast and bottom implants?
100% real silicone. I was just so tired of being bony. Would you like to touch?
That's okay. What about your lips and your nails?
Honey, do you have to know all my secrets? Here's one just for you. I got my hair from this sweet little thing in Reseda. I harvested her soul and her hair, and I finally feel like Death. This is the body I was meant to have.
And you've even gotten rid of the black robes in favor of orange vintage Givenchy?
Givenchy. Oh, you cisgender hottie. I did take his soul a few weeks back, but this is Balenciaga. The long robes were good for 1,000 years or so, but I wanted something that would show off my curves.
So you went in with a Kardashian favorite.
Honey, I even wear Yeezus to work.
Now, this is a personal question, but I know our audience wants to know. Is the transition complete?
I thought you'd never ask, you stud. I've replaced my magic stick with a magic box. Do you want to see?
No, that's okay. I don't think the FCC will let us show that. But Mother Nature, what does she have to say about all this?
Oh, who cares what that bitch says? I mean, we were married long enough. I'm free now.
Did Mother Nature know you were really a woman?
She knew all along. Don't let her tell you any different.
But what about the Bible, the prophecy of the Revelations, Jesus Christ's return?
I can't spill all the beans, honey. You'll have to buy my new book, Secrets of My Afterlife. It's available pre-order on Amazon now.
Wow, so you've transitioned. You've got a new book coming out. What's next?
The U.S. military. As a Republican, I totally agree with Trump's decision to prohibit trans people from serving in the U.S. military.
But how are you going to serve?
Silly cis man, my job hasn't changed. I'm going to keep harvesting souls for Jesus. Trump in charge of the mightiest military force on Earth, there should be plenty of work in the coming months.
Do you know what Trump has planned?
Well, he hasn't called me back since I transitioned, but I still expect to make a fortune in souls this year. Trump, baby, call me.
Dedicated listeners to the Final Edition Radio Hour may have recognized a theme running through our shows the last 3 months or so. That theme is this. At the end of every episode, we will play the classic piece of satire, Deteriorata, in honor of Donald Trump's presidency. We'll play this until he is gone, and our place in the universe is restored.
Go placidly amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons, unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. know what to kiss and when. Consider the two wrongs never make a right, but the three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance.
You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. Whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back.
Remember the Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore. It will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for candy. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese, and reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be, hairy thunderer or cosmic muffin, with all its hopes, dreams, promises and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
You are a fool of the universe. You have no right to be here. Whether you can hear it or not, you and us living behind your back.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Samantha Gerwitz, Barry Lank, Sean Ari Leher, James Mount, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Abby Parker, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Rachel Rauch, Andrew Danish, Candice Martellero, Antu Shell, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, and Leslie Shapira. The Final Edition Radio Hour is written by Kit Lively, Samantha Gerwitz, Candice Martellero, Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Tony Hindra, Rob Gordon, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lank, James Mount, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Leslie Shapira, Melinda Hughes, Jeremy Rayburn, and Peter Kleinman. The Final Edition Radio Hour is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler. West Coast production by Barry Lank. Audio edited by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond.
Hi, this is Jeff Chrysler, one of the many co-executive producers of the Final Edition Radio Hour, with a few quick updates to our credits. Lots of people have passed through our doors and spit on our microphones, so let's just let you know that some additional writing and performing was done by Gene Augusto, and some performing has been done by Mike Bezaw. I'd also like to apologize, because it seems that all this time I've been incorrectly pronouncing the J. It's supposed to be a regular J, like in Jane, not a Hispanic J, like in Jalapeno. So one of our great writers and performers is actually Keith Saltogenes, not Keith.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition Radio Hour. Copyright 2014.